This is Metamorphity.
Hello and welcome. This is Patrick Ryan. You're listening to Metamorphity. This is the final episode in our series, Peace, A 7-Day Path to Happiness. And this is episode 7, Choosing Peace Again. And today we arrive at a quiet but essential truth. Peace isn't something you find once. It's something you choose again and again. Even when it slips away. Even when you forget. Even when the world pulls you back into noise and speed and doubt, you can return. This episode is about that return, but it's also about something more. How we carry peace forward into the world of doing, creating, planning, and living. Because this journey isn't just about stillness. It's about building a relationship with peace that walks alongside your action, not instead of it, not against it, but through it. Peace is not a retreat from life. It's a way of moving through life, awake, intentional, steady. Let's pause and honor the path we've taken together. In episode 1, we discovered pause and presence, the foundation of awareness. In episode 2, we explored awareness of enough, noticing what already sustains us. In episode 3, we learned releasing the grip, loosening what holds us back. In episode 4, we entered forgiveness and flow, clearing the inner pathways. In episode 5, we practiced receiving the moment, opening to life as it is. In episode 6, we widened into wonder and the wider view and reconnecting to awe. And now, here in episode 7, we ask, how do we carry this into our days, into decisions, into next steps, into the inevitable pull of tasks and timelines? The first answer is simple. We return to peace gently. Not with pressure, not with performance, but with permission. Permission to let peace shape our days. Permission to choose how we meet what's ahead. You don't need to earn this right. You don't need to prove your worth through productivity first. Peace is not a reward. It's a resource. It belongs to you already. The second answer is this. We return through rhythm. Just like we breathe in and out, we come home and drift away and come home again. There's no failure in forgetting, only invitation in remembering. Each time you pause for a breath, a moment of beauty, a hand on your heart, you're choosing peace again. Every time you soften your tone or widen your view or stop mid-thought and whisper, "Wait, I'm here now," you're choosing peace again. It's not about doing it perfectly. It's about making it yours. Let's bring this down to earth because life asks things of us. We have commitments. We have goals. We have dreams calling us forward. How do we reconcile this with peace? By remembering, peace and movement are not enemies. You can have plans. You can set intentions. You can pursue goals from a place of presence, not panic, from alignment, not urgency. This is the art of peaceful progress, to take steps not from fear of falling behind, but from clarity about where you want to go. There's a Zen saying I love, peace is in every step. It doesn't say peace is the destination. It says peace is every step, meaning every step is a chance to return, to walk slower, to feel your feet, to choose how you meet this moment, even the messy ones, even the unresolved ones, even the ambitious ones. You can meet them with peace. Not by denying what's hard, but by remembering, you are bigger than the storm. There's stillness available even inside the movement. Here's a metaphor I offer often. Think of peace not as a lake, but as a spring. A well that flows beneath everything, even when the surface ripples, the source is steady. Your job is not to fill the surface forever. That's impossible. Your job is to stay connected to the source, to dip your cup into it as often as needed, to let it remind you who you are, to let it nourish what you create. You don't need to be the stillness. You just need to return to the source of stillness. And what does this have to do with happiness? Everything. Because peace isn't just a nice to have. It's the soil in which happiness grows. Without peace, we chase. With peace, we notice. Without peace, we grasp. With peace, we receive. When we live from a place of grounded enoughness, we begin to enjoy life, not just in the big moments, but in the quiet, invisible ones. A sip of warm tea. A hand brushing against a leaf. A moment of breath before the next sentence. This is happiness. This is life, when peace is present. So how do we end this 7-day journey? We don't. We carry it forward as rhythm, as choice, as a companion on the path. You may forget tomorrow, and that's okay. You'll remember again. The voice of peace may go quiet. That's okay. It never leaves. You may feel far away from happiness. That's okay. It's patient. It waits. And you, right here, are already enough. Here's a final practice to support your return. Once a day, morning, evening, or whenever you notice disconnection, place one hand over your heart and one over your belly. Take 3 full breaths and feel where the breath lands. And feel the weight of your body. And say softly, I return to peace, not because everything is fixed, but because I choose to be here. I choose to be kind. I choose to be present. And from this presence, I choose my next step with care. And let that be enough. This journey, peace, a 7-day path to happiness, has not been about becoming someone new. It's been about remembering who you are, beneath the noise, beneath the performance, beneath the forgetting. You're already a being of peace, of joy, of presence, and the world needs that part of you, alive and awake. So go gently, return often, let your choices be rooted in clarity, and let happiness arise from within. Thank you for walking this path. This is Patrick Ryan, and you can find me and more journeys like this at metamorphity.com. This is not the end, it's a beginning. There's more waiting for you, more practices, more depth, more transformation. Because this space is about us, all of us, finding our way home to ourselves.